www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
MashaAllah, brothers, those brothers who celebrate give the car guzari, inshallah. Let us come forward. It did not be that when we are called up, then the elders have to wait for us to come from the back. So whoever is giving car guzari, inshallah, those areas, those halkas which are left, if we can come closer, inshallah, make it easy for our elders, inshallah. The areas that are still left, I think the east zone is still left, inshallah. The Binoni Halka, Wat Bank Madalbagh Halka, inshallah. Someone from Wat Bank Madalbagh Halka, inshallah, come forward. Amano Halka, inshallah, somebody come forward. The Leslie Kidros Halka, inshallah, somebody come forward, inshallah. The Far East. Malalan, Elspeth, Babatan, Halka, inshallah. Somebody can come forward, inshallah. The North Zone, inshallah. Brothers from the North Zone. Inshallah, come forward. Inshallah, after the Khan Guzars, inshallah, Dr. Saab will be addressing us, inshallah. The talk will be in English also, directly from the front. So there won't be any translation. Only those brothers who do not understand English should go downstairs to the basement where their respective translations will take place. Inshallah, the talk will be in English. Only the brothers who do not understand English should go to the translations in the basement, inshallah. Inshallah, Mulana will start with advices, inshallah.
ساتھی کہاں ہیں ذمہ دار ساتھی ہمارے یہاں بچے گراہک کہاں ہیں ہمارے ذمہ دار ساتھی کہاں ہیں سارے بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكريم. My respectful brothers and my friends. As far as the Karguzari is concerned, Alhamdulillah, some of the halkas, they have told their Karguzari, and some others, they are remaining. But as far as I understand, the Karguzari is same, more or less. And inshallah, if the rest of the brothers, they come, let's see. Because this whole Karguzari is not for one area or one halka. The same work is going on everywhere. Hazrat used to say that the usul and the adab of this work, they remain same everywhere. They don't change. And in fact, you know, I tell you one thing, that it was 98 when you had the Azad Vilishtama here. Before that, and all the elders went to Nairobi, in Kenya. And about perhaps 6 or 7 countries, they were there. The responsible brothers of those countries, Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Tanzania, all of them, they were there. So the Karguzari was listened. So Mufti Sahib was sitting, High Sahib and all the elders, they were sitting. During the Karguzari, High Sahib Abdullah called me. He was sitting here and I was sitting with him. He called me and Bhaiya Minsa, both of us. And I said one sentence. So, Hashab called myself and Bhai Amin Sahib and said one sentence in Urdu. He said that, "Sun li apni karguzari." Understood? Have you listened your karguzari? Understood? No. He said to us that, "Have you listened your karguzari? Have you listened your karguzari?" What it means? That in fact this is not your karguzari, this is our karguzari. What we are doing in the event. Because mashallah, you brothers, you work, you struggle, you strive, and you go from door to door, from house to house, and request and motivate, and many times, and in the night you cry and make dua, and you send the brothers for 40 days, for 4 months to us. And now this is our responsibility, what we are doing. So where, whatever is the deficiency, it is not your deficiency, mind it, please. It's our deficiency, our weakness, wherever. And whatever the good, this is your sacrifice, this is your amal, because you are doing work in the field. You are struggling. So that's why you forgive us all the weaknesses which we have. One day, once, you know, there was Ishtama, and during Ishtama, it was, I think, early 90s, I was in the Tashkil of the former brothers. So because of my mistake, one Jamaat was a bit, you know, he was feeling difficulty. So Mahalai San Sahib, he was the Zimmedar of Tashkil. He called me, that calling. I went there, said that, "Look, this paper and this paper of Tashkil, what happened?" Babu Mateen, kya hal hai? He said that, what happened? I saw it. I said that it's a mistake. It's mistaken. Maulana asked me that whose mistake it is. Whose mistake it is. So I said that it's my mistake. Then he kept quiet for a while and said one sentence that, look, your mistake is our mistake. Your mistake is our mistake. My brothers and friends, alhamdulillah, your brothers are doing nicely and struggling and working. It's not minor thing. It's acceptance from Allah and selection from Allah that Allah is taking workshop from you brothers. The gasht, taleem, muzakara, and making the jamaats and bringing them out. Alhamdulillah, different halkas they are working. Few halkas, their karguzari has been presented. Few halkas, their karguzari is not presented, but it is almost more or less same. So now, what we have to do and where we have to reach. If we keep that in front of our eyes, that goal, that destination, where we have to reach, then slowly, gradually, we'll improve. The work which we are doing at the moment, if we feel that this is the level, then we won't progress. That's why the elders, they don't say what is going on. Rather, they talk about what is to be done and where we have to reach. Hazrat, these brothers are translating or what they are doing? Those who are talking among themselves, they are please requested that please don't talk here, come closer. Please, come closer. We are talking for you, brother. Those who are sitting behind, please come closer. And don't talk among yourself, my brothers. Ji. The other brothers, those who are sitting behind, they are also requested that you please come closer. They are also in the end, if you are translating, all right. Otherwise, you come closer. Ji, come closer, my brothers. MashaAllah, you have left your families, your jobs, your business, everything for these amal. When we get free from these amal, then inshallah we'll have the individual muzakaras. Ji. Those who are sitting behind you, they are also requested that you please come closer. Ji, please do come closer, my dear brothers. So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, we went to Nizamuddin. Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh was listen to Karguzari, that how you are doing, what work is going on. When he was listening to Karguzari, Mufti Sahib asked him, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah asked, that Hazrat, whenever we come here, we tell Karguzari, and we think that this time we have done on a very nice way, very beautiful. We have done a lot of sacrifice, more jamaats came out, more masajid, they have established the work and everything. And when we get free from this sitting, then we feel that all what was done, that was wrong. So again we decide, think that inshallah this time we will do as you have told us. Again we go back and begin to work. And when we come back next year, we tell you the Karguzari, again we feel that everything is wrong. We have done wrong. Again, this time again we make intention and we decide that yes, this time inshallah we will do in this way as the elders they are telling us. Again we go back and every time when we come, and let's tell you the Karguzari, every time we feel that we have done everything wrong and we couldn't do as we had to do it. Until how long it will be it will continue. Until how long? This will continue. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ahmad said that, Mufti Sahib, if you keep on moving correctly, then inshallah this will continue until the time of death. This will continue until your death. Because the person who is having the high standard in front of him, the high achievement, is never satisfied. Just by the way, you know this one machine which is called this, which is used for the carpet cleaner, what you say? Vacuum cleaner. I was reading the story of the man who invented this machine. He said that 5,486 times I was failed. 5,486 times I was failed in inventing this machine. Then I got the final and I was satisfied with it. My brothers, this work is the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This work is Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. If we are satisfied on any level, this means that we don't understand the work. And we don't have the achievement and goal in front of us if we are satisfied on any level. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done every amal. Not every amal, rather a portion of every amal. Suppose is salah, and the part of salah is sajda, and the part of sajda is tasbih. Every amal he has done on a such high level and high scale, with such feelings, yaqeen, tawajjuh upon Allah, love of Allah, and tawazu and humbleness, and fikr of akhirat, worries of jahannam, and the love of jannat, and the qualities with which he has done every amal. If somebody makes niyat that one amal of his life, suppose one sajda, I want to make a sajda on the same way, on the same level on which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make sajda. I want to achieve that level. And he begins to do effort, mind it, one day, 2 days, 1 year, 2 years. Rather, for the whole life, if he keeps on striving and struggling, he will find that the whole life is insufficient to reach up to that level. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us such high standard, high model for every amal. By keeping that, we have to move. We have to move by keeping that. If we keep that, then inshallah, every day will progress. Every day will inshallah increase. Because between us and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many levels. He is the height for the mankind. Sahaba, tabi'in, taba tabi'in, mashayikh, ulama. From us up to that level, there are so many standards. We have, if we keep that level in front of us, then inshallah, every day will progress. Otherwise, the work which you are doing will be satisfied on it. And the day we are satisfied, right from the same day will begin to fall down. And another request, that our karguzari is not a result basis. Our karguzari is effort basis. Effort based. These, the ahwal, they are listened actually to make us motivate and make us worried that what we had to do and yet we have not reached up to that level. But this is not necessary, because some of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, they worked and not even a single person followed them. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam worked not only for a few years, 950 years he worked, and just few people joined with him. But can we say, can anybody say that Noah alayhi salam didn't work properly? Nauzu billah min zalik. Can anybody say? Day and night. Rabbi inni da'utu qawmi laylan wa nahara, laylan wa nahara. And the result is a few people. And on the other side, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked just for 23 years. And alhamdulillah, a whole jamaat of sahaba, round about 500,000 of them. And then after them, says Tabeen, and the whole centuries, millions and the billions of the Muslims, all there because of the barakat of that effort. But both of them, they are equally successful. Both of them. So our effort is not result oriented. It's just to actually make the worries and the figure. We can't say that this halqa got more jamaats, that is why they have done more effort. And this halqa, they have done less effort and with less qualities, that's why they got the little jamaats, few jamaats. It's the decision of Allah. Many times we work a lot and few people they come out. And many times we work a little and many people they come out. Actually, there's a hikmat behind it. If we work and immediately we get the results, then we'll begin to see ourselves that we are doing work, we are struggling. And the hearts are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Allah who will change the hearts of the people. In the control of Allah. We have to see that the yaqeen, the way, and the worries, the fit with which we had to do effort, are we doing the effort on that way or not? What is taqwa? What is taqwa? The ulama, they say that to find out the sins out of your good deeds, to find out the deficiencies and the weaknesses from your good deeds. Apparently, that's a good amal. That's why Abu Bakr Razin, when he asked from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me some dua. So what dua was told? That after namaz, you make istighfar to Allah. Make tawbah to Allah. Because we are not commanded that you do as you can do. Of course, a person, you know, will strive. But the command is that فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ سَلُّ كُمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِ يُسَلِّ. That we have to keep that level in front of us. Then inshallah, every day will progress. If we will keep only the results, then sometimes we will have the proudness. MashaAllah, we have done so much. And sometimes we will be disappointed. Disappointed. Oh, we are working so much, tired and exhausted, and nobody comes out. What to do? Neither we have to be proud, nor we have to be desperate and disappointed. Because everything is in the hands of Allah. We are bound to work. We are bound to struggle. And accordingly Allah will bless us. How much a reward a person will get in the hereafter, that Allah knows. Allah knows. My dear brothers, Allah has given us very noble work, very respectful work. The one who is doing this work for his own rectification, for his own reformation, he will progress, he will become successful. And this work is easy for the one who is always worried, always thinking about himself. What is the purpose of gasht? What is the purpose of gasht? Have we ever heard that, as elders they say, that the purpose of gasht is that 100% people should come out in path of Allah? The purpose of gasht, well, Mawlana used to say that dayana aur zakirana taur par phirna aajahe. Dayana aur zakirana taur par phirna aajahe hume. to learn what is required from this gash, amumi gash, khususi gash, what is required from this, that we learn how a dai goes after the people. The worries which Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam used to have in their griefs, the griefs which they used to have, the concern, the sympathies, and the what they used to have in their hearts. And sincerity, I don't want anything, my wage is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to learn that. This ghasht is for my own learning, my own understanding. I am doing this ghasht. What is the purpose of ta'aleem? So many people, the whole, we have never heard that the purpose of ta'aleem is that all the people should gather and all the mahalla should sit in the ta'aleem. Yes, that we have to work. I don't say that this is, but the purpose of ta'aleem, what is the purpose of ta'aleem? That we should get the value of amal in our heart. Our heart should turn from things towards amal. I'm just pointing out. What is the purpose of zikr? What is the required from zikr? That we should get the tawajjuh within our own hearts. And we have to motivate the others. Why? So that we should get the worries of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart. That we won't get until we do the ghasht after the people. Because first the body is prepared, then the soul comes inside. After 4 months, then the soul comes inside. First we'll make a shape as Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to go after the people from door to door, from house to house, from, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the real noor of it and the real feelings of it, which should be inside, though we are not having it. Otherwise, you know, that, my brothers, it's a request that we have to see that how the work should be done. How the work should be done. What feelings, what emotions, what sentiments we should have inside. What jazwa we should have. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks into the heart, what sentiments you are having. Those who are having the jazba of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with the noor of Anbiya karam on their face on the day of Qiyamah. Because anybody got any of the jazba, any of the sentiments inside, he will be treated accordingly. What sentiments you are having inside? To have more and more wealth? Yes, to have bigger and bigger buildings. What sentiments you are having? Or you want the feeling, Sayyidina Umar says, may Allah bless Khalid ibn Walid, he doesn't have any other feeling inside except one, that how the deen of Allah should be revived in the world. Allah ka kalma buland ho jaye aur kufr ka kalma past ho jaye. This was the sentiment within all the sahaba. How the kalma of Allah should overpower. What sentiments we are having inside? Alhamdulillah, we are doing work. Allah shukr. Allah shukr. But mind it, my brothers. We are doing this work for our own reformation, for our own rectification. Few people, like you know, it said that 313 were in the Badr. Few people, if they are having those feelings which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to have, this will affect the whole world. One person of this 14th century stood up and Allah took work from him. The grief and the worry which he had inside. Sometimes, for the whole night he is walking in his house. The wife asked, what's with you? Said that the worries which I have, if you get, then both of us will be walking in the night. What's going on? sometimes used to read one couplet. Ek hook si dil mein uthti hai, ek dard jigar mein hota hai. Hum raat ko uth uth rote hain jab sara alam sota hai. Who will cry in the nights? Who will weep in the nights? The one who is having that, what is going on? What is going on? Why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the whole night is crying and weeping? Why? We pass across the roads, we pass through the bazaars. What is going on? This is human life. Madhi, we asked that we two brothers want to Fajr time, we want to come from the Markaz to here. He said, no, don't go. It's dangerous. Why it's dangerous? This is human life. My brothers, one of our friends, he was telling Karguzari, in the Mashura that Alhamdulillah so many Jamaats came out in Pakistan. I'm telling you, Haisa was sitting, Alhamdulillah, Mala Muhammad Amasa was sitting there, and so many Jamaats came out, Alhamdulillah, so many Masajid there worked, and who came Jam, and our Ishtima was this. He was telling all this. I said, listen, about 10 or 12 minutes he told the whole Karguzari. Then he said just one sentence. Mere munne wo to theek hai, lekin wo jo shehar ka naam liya ki tumhare shehar mein itne bade bade hoardings lage hue hain jin mein auraton ki tasveerein bani hui hain, wo kya hai, what it means. Yani he said that translation that my son, it's all right. With very, with a lot of affection, love, he used to say, hey, it's all right what you're telling. But you'll tell me that the signboards, the hoardings, which are on the roads of your city, on which there are the pictures of the ladies and the young girls, what is that? What it means that if you would have been working, this would have been the condition of your city? My brother, wherever we find any deficiency, any sin is committed, we are the cause for that. We are at fault. Why? Because why there is, deceiving? Why there is robbing? Why there is theft? Why there is killing for the ransoms? Why? The behind is the lack of our effort, that we couldn't do the effort to that level that the yakin of money and the things should have come out of the hearts. And we ourselves are having the same yakin. Because of money, because of buildings, because of things, we'll be successful. If this yakin would have come out of the hearts, then the condition of our city would never be in the same. We go to the, you pass across the jungle, a person is always afraid. Any lion, any tiger may attack upon me. Any snake will come and, will bite me. Scorpion, any wolf will attack upon me. If the work is not there, and if the effort is not, air is the right of doing the effort, then my brothers, the human cities will turn into the jungles and the forests. Nobody's life will be safe. Nobody's his belongings will be safe. The human cities will turn into the jungles. And it's said in, which means that a time, a, a time will come that the people will passing across the graveyards and will wish, alas, we would have been among the people who are buried under the graves. Why we are living here? So the question is that, are we crying, are we weeping in the nights for it? How many of us? Everybody should, myself also. Look, what I am telling, it's not that I am doing it. Mind it. This is never the case. Myself is included with you. This is just because, you know, it's the right only the Nabi. Nabi can say it. That yes, because the level on which he does it, he can say it, that you should do it. But all of us, we are at fault, we are in mistake. My brothers, my friends, we have to think over it. How many of us, they become restless in the nights in front of Allah? They make sajda in front of Allah. Oh Allah, this is the human life. This is the human life. Oh Allah, please. Because the hearts will be changed by Allah. Allah will change it. It's not we can, who can change it. We are makhluk, our effort is also makhluk. Allah will change the hearts. No, somebody, he loses his job and days there he is weeping. Somebody, no, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh, he was on the janazah of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh. And when the people they gathered there, he said few sentences that the parents, they pass away and the children weep and cry. The mashayikh and the elders, they die, and the students, they weep, they cry on it. And it's the right of it. And there are so many commands of Allah, so many ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their dead bodies are lying in every house, in every street, in every bazaar, in every office. How many of us are crying for that? How many of us are weeping for that? Malana, actually, what happens? That we, you know, we get effect from the results. We are not affected from the destruction of Amal. Tell me, said that when there is the, you know, the dealings on the basis of interest, riba, sood, when this is common, there is announcement of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against those people. Now when there is the announcement of battle in the war, tell me, if their buildings are burned out, if their homes are looted, everything is possible there because there is announcement from Allah for the war. Have we ever cried on it? That look, on every street there are the institutes where there is the rather everybody is bound to pass through those institutes. Have you ever cried on it? We, you know, he's having cancer. He's having the heart attack. He's having such disease which is incurable. Why? We are affected from that. And we console. I don't say that we shouldn't console. We shouldn't. But mind it. Have we ever thought that what are the reasons behind it? That when the zina will be frequent, and men and the women, they will be mixing ikhtilat. As a result of it, you will find out such diseases which you have never heard about. And the people will die suddenly, you face the sudden deaths. This is the amal, if they are spoiled, then the conditions will be destroyed. we get worried and we get grieved because of the result of those amal, and we are never worried for that. This man, he is committing this sin, and what is going to happen with him? If we would have been worried for that, we would have gone from door to door, from house to house, after everybody. We would have gone after them. So how many of us, they are crying for that, they are weeping for that. My son, you know that today the brothers, they come and they ask the brothers that, please make dua for me. My son is sick, my brother is, you know, not having job, my wife, she's sick. And today what is the meaning of dua? That, and who is called Buzurg? The one who presents our demands in front of Allah and request Allah to fulfill our desires. And Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, you know what they do? They go after the people that the desire of Allah should be fulfilled from them. یعنی بھائی محمد بھائی یعنی وہ ہم بزرگ اس کو سمجھتے ہیں کہ جو ہماری جو ضرورتیں, ہماری جو تقاضے, اللہ سے اس کو پورا کرائے. اور انبیاء کرام تو اللہ کی طرف سے جو احکامات ہوتے ہیں ان کے لیے لوگوں کے پیچھے پھرتے ہیں کہ تم اللہ کی مانو. وی آسک اللہ that this man needs this thing, this man needs, and have we ever gone to these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this thing from you, Allah wants this thing from you. You are a businessman, what are the commands of Allah related to business? You are running your job, what are the commands of Allah related to the job? Fill those commands. You are having wife, what are the commands of Allah related to your wife? One is to fulfill the desire of wife. Other is to fill the desire of Allah through this wife. What Allah desires from this wife. I should love her. I should take care of her. Why? So that she should get ready to obey the commands of Allah. I am taking care of her so that she should be obedient to me. I take care of children so that they should be obedient to me. Have we ever worked upon our children that they should be obedient to Allah and His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? So my brother, it's a work. It's not the customs اور دین کا جو کام رسم بن جاتا ہے, رواج بن جاتا ہے, only it becomes a customary thing, then mind it, its soul is lost, its soul is gone out of it. The jamaat of every masjid, what is mashura? The jamaat of every masjid should sit down. There are 10 brothers, 4, 20 brothers, 14 brothers, we spend 40 days, 4 months. Theek hai, we are making the account, so many brothers, it's all right. But these 20 brothers, what they are doing? What are they doing? What is their mashura? What's going on in the mashura? Just to sit down and, yes, mashura is that the whole jamaat of some masjid should be worried for the whole world, whole mankind. In the mashra, every jamaat of the masjid sit down and they are responsible for the whole world. With this feeling, they should sit down and think out that what to do. Which countries, they are on the edge of Islam. If pulled a bit, they are in Islam. If pushed a bit, they are out of hold of Islam. They should be worried for the countries. And you know, this these lines of the countries, they are drawn by me and you. Allah has drawn only one line: Hizbur Rahman, Hizbur Shaitan. Hizbur Rahman and Hizbur Shaitan. No other line. Wherever we will work, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread its effect all over the world. Whether you work in Joburg, in Durban, in Cape, in P, wherever you work, provided we are sitting here, you know, in 2018, our Jamaat was made to go for Hajj. So, Hajj Sahib Rahmatullah called us, the whole Jamaat, and talked about 45 minutes, 1 hour. And in this condition, sitting on the wheelchair, having the oxygen, and in this condition we talked. And we were thinking that having the mercy. Afterwards we took permission and came to the room, the mashwara room where we were preparing. After about 20-30 minutes, he again came. Said that, ek cheez reh gayi thi, one thing is left. Then he again started to talk. In the meanwhile, the brothers came that you please, the Vapsi brothers, they are waiting for you. So he went there. After about 20 minutes, again he came back. One thing is left more. Now the last thing which he told us, that look, when you go there and you talk with these Arabs, tell them that whenever you sit in Mashura, you keep the whole mankind in front of you. Ek masjid ki baat nahi, ek mahalle ki baat nahi hai. Allah ne aapko pure alam ki zimmedari di hai. Allah has made you responsible for the whole world. It's not the question of one area, one town, one village. It's not the question. That you sit down. And whenever you sit in the mashura, you keep the whole world in front of you. And keep the complete deen in front of you. It's not that a few people begin to offer salah, few people they are reciting Quran, doing zikr. No, complete deen, whatever is being brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth, the whole deen should be revived everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world. And you keep the whole ummah in front of you. That this ummah is deputed, this ummah is sent for this work. Has this ummah adopted this work or not? Pure deen ko samne rakho aur puri ummat, puri insaniyat ko samne rakhe ki pura deen puri insaniyat mein aana chahiye aur uske liye is puri ummat ko taiyar karna hai. Isko samne rakhe mashwara karo. The jamaat of the masjid should sit down and do the mashwara by keeping the whole mankind in front of them. And mind it, you know, Allah has given us the tartib of work that every masjid can become the means of hidayat for the whole world. Allah has given us such tartib of work. It's from Allah. It's not that few people they sat down and they planned out all this work. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of weeping and crying of some of the elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it, this amanat. Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah said to Mufti Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah, look, this is the work of Sahaba. It's the work of Sahaba. But who will do in this very time? Who will do it? Said Hazrat, you make dua. You know, all this gathering here, whether it's here, whether in Durban, whether in Cape, or whether anywhere in the world, this gathering is not mine and yours. We have not brought it here. It's not we who have prepared it. This gathering is those who are under the graves. They have, it's their sacrifices, it's their weeping, it's their duas. Because of which all of these people, they are ready to do the work. So this, Maulana was saying one thing, Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, that this work is amanat. Amanat. So this work is amanat. We are not having the right to bring any change, any amendment in it. We don't have the right of it. It's this amanat, as we took from the elders, we have to take it to the others. Delivered. Amanat, there are two usul in the amanat. One is that this amanat belongs to the one, yes, take it to the one, deliver it to him. A second is, as you got it, you deliver it. There is no, you are not permitted to bring any change in it. You are having the note of 100 rands, and that is old, and you want to replace it with the new note, this is also not permitted. This is amanat. So as we got the work, we have to deliver it to the others. Jibreel, Amin, takes the amanat from Allah and brings to Anbiya Karam. Anbiya Karam, inni lakum nasihun Amin. All Anbiya, they are Amin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the enemies, they say, you are Sadiq and Amin. This amanat. And the Sahaba, they took this amanat and delivered it to the rest of the mankind. So in Mashura, the whole Jamaat of the Masjid should sit down and think about the whole world. What are the takazas? What is the takaza? That which area the people, they got ready to obey Allah on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which area they have not become ready. This is the main takaza. Once, you know, Malana, it's when 1984, Haisab Rahmatullah Alayhi was after Isha, late, he was lying on the bed, outside in the masjid. So I went and sat down on the ground. In the meanwhile, few ulama, they came, 5-6 ulama, they came. And they asked that, Haisab, we want to make the khassus. Specialization? We want to make the khassus. Fiqh, hadith, tafsir, what should we do? I said, listening. And said that, he spoke once and said that someone would have made the khassus in tabligh as well. If you miss the tabligh, maybe the khassus kar leta. So one of the ulama, he asked, that Haisab, what is the takhassus of tabligh? What it means? He said that, look, what it means, that ummat ke mukhtalif tabakat par mehnat karke unko Allah ki maanne par tayar kar dena huzur wale tareeke par, ye hai tabligh ka takhassus. امت کے مختلف طبقات پر محنت کر کے ان کو اللہ کی ماننے پر تیار کر دینا حضور والے طریقے پر. ترجمہ کریں اس کا کیا.
To make an effort on all the different types of people in the communities, to make an effort in all types of people in such a way that the complete deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they get ready to obey Allah on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they get ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And we work upon all the different sects of the communities in such a way that everybody gets ready, that I am ready to obey Allah on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect of his life, regarding his family, regarding his business, regarding his home, regarding every in every respect, he is ready that yes, I am ready to obey Allah on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the takhassus, and this is specialization of tabligh. One of the ulama asked that how will we get it? How can we get it? He said that, look, this you won't get it just by reading the books. For this you have to go after the people like Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. From door to door, from house to house, they will jeer, they will mock at you, they may abuse you, they throw you, and you have to, with the sympathies and concern, you have to go after the people. then you will learn it. Suddenly, you know, ek zehn ye ban gaya, when this mind has been made, that first you learn, then you practice, do, and then you give da'wat of it.
www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
The ulama should also, similarly, the earning, how they should earn, this should be halal or this is haram, we should ask from the ulama. And of course, with it, we should learn the deen related to spending the money as well. Today we think that whatever we have earned, that is our own. No, this is the trust from Allah, amanat from Allah. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, once he talked with detail regarding the spending the money. So, first and maximum of our wealth should be spent on ilahi kalmatullah, spending deen of Allah in the path of spreading deen of Allah. Second spending expenditure is upon the needs of the others. First is the needs of akhirat, second is the needs of dunya. Somebody is hungry, she is widow, he is orphan, take care of them. And third spending is upon ourselves, and that is on our own needs. And needs, there are five things, basic needs. Eating and food. Second is your dress. And third is your residence, your house, living. Fourth is your marriage and nikah. And fifth is the vehicle of the transport. On this, kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. Spend according to the need. According to the need. And need means it is from zarurat. Zarurat means that if you don't feel it, you will have to feel you will feel harm on it. And this will be different for the different people. We can't say that this person should have the house with 2 rooms and this why he is having the house with the 20 rooms. Maybe he is the chief of his family. Many people, they come to him. They say, his need is different. He is all alone, just his wife and two children. So we cannot decide the same need for everybody. It's different. But we should spend minimum upon ourselves and maximum for the others. And my brothers, every week these jamaats of the masjid should gather there. And for the weekly mashwara. In this mashwara, this every jamaat of the masjid, how many taqazas they have fulfilled? How many taqazas they are left? That is in detail. Inshallah, some other time, forget it. So my brothers, every jamaat of the masjid should move in this way. And with this, they should make du'as from Allah in the nights. Make work upon our salah, zikr, tasbihat, and tilawat of Quran, and my brothers, having love with each other. Don't criticize anyone. Don't criticize. Because criticizing the others will deprive us from the work. Will deprive from the. There was Jod in the old workers' Jod in Diamond. 93 perhaps, 92 or 93. All the 10 days, when this jod was finished, Haishab came for the dua and said one thing. Then look, last thing which I want to tell you, that all these muzakras which are being done, they are for myself, which I said in the beginning, that this work is to rectify myself. These muzakras are for me. If you will keep yourself, then you will progress in the work. And if you begin to test and judge the others on these basis, then they will be quarreling and fighting. All the usools there for myself, I have to pick. And for other waharidil mu'mineen, motivate the others, give them targheeb, make ikram, love, and make dua for them. Any deficiency you find in anyone, don't mention to anyone, that will become ghibat. Yes, beg from Allah. Oh Allah, this my brother, he is having this deficiency. Oh Allah, please remove this weakness from him. And increase his ikram, his love, and making dua for him. Sometime we need not to even tell him that you are having this deficiency. And sometimes this happens. that I feel that this is deficiency. In fact, that is a good quality. I think that this person is worth spending lavishly, and in fact he is having generosity, he is very generous. In my view, he is lavish. The difference, the ulama will tell it. In my view, he is miser, but in fact he is careful. He is careful. As Usman رضي الله عنه, a person comes to him that to get something, and he was talking with his wife, why the whole night this lamp with the big, you know, this flame, it was burning, so much oil was burned. This man, he thought that he's a miser, but when he told that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me, he brought the whole bag full of the money and gave it to him. What is that? That is on myself, and this is for the others. So, my brother, we always have the good thoughts about the others. کہ دوسرے کے اس کا عذر تلاش کریں اس کے لیے اس کی کسی کبھی وی میک این ایکسکیوز فار دا ادرس اینڈ آلویز ہیو دا گڈ تھاٹس فار دا ادرس بیکاز مینی ٹائمز اے پرسن از ڈیپرائیوڈ فرام دا اعمال بیکاز آف دس کائنڈ آف تھنگس سفیان ثوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز that I committed a sin, and because of which I was deprived from the tahajjud for 50 days. Somebody asked him that what was the sin which you committed? He told him that a Muslim person was sitting and he was making dua, and in dua he was crying, he was weeping, and I thought that he is crying to show off the others. He's crying. So, because of this thought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived me from the tahajjud for 50 days. Allah. And mind it, there are certain sins because of which a person is deprived from the amal. A person came to Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, young man. He said that, you say that because of the sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes the people. I have everything. I got big bungalow, I got so many animals with me, I got big land, for them. I got lot of wealth, I got everything I have. But, and I commit every sin, this sin and this sin. So, Hasan Basri Abdullah said that, sit down. Said that, tell me, when you come to the masjid to offer salah, do you want to stay more and more time in the masjid? What's the feeling? He said that no. Hurriedly I offer the salah and I rush out of the masjid. I am not able to give 2.5 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. There are reasons behind that. He said that when you recite, open the Quran to recite, it was of that time, of first century. When you open the Quran to recite it, do you want to recite long recitation? He said, no, hardly half of the page I recite and immediately I close it. When you want to make dua in front of Allah, do you make the long duas? No, hardly half, 1 minute, 2 minutes, immediately I want to rush out. So that, what else you want? What other punishment you want? This is the punishment from Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pushed you away from Himself. This is the punishment from Allah. Especially those sins which are done in loneliness. جو تنہائی کے جو گناہ ہوتے ہیں, those sins which are committed in loneliness, they cause 2-3 kind of punishments from Allah. One is that he is deprived from the love and the taste of sitting with Allah in the loneliness. He is deprived from that. He doesn't feel the taste of it. Secondly, his love is removed from the heart of the pious people. And thirdly, if he remains stiff on it, then as condition comes that he is deprived from iman as well. Because he doesn't have the haya, kya kahenge, he doesn't have modesty, or he doesn't have this feeling that Allah is looking at him. He doesn't have. So this will gradually lead him to depriving the iman as well. He's committing the sin alone. Nobody sees him. Nobody looks at him. In mobile, what he's seeing, nobody knows. But there are the reasons behind that. I'm not able to spend 40 days. I'm not able to spend 4 months. I made intention to do, but sir, what should I do? What should I do? No. So, we have to protect ourselves from the sins. And make istighfar and make tawbah of it. And my brothers, yes, keep on increasing our sacrifices and keep on increasing our amal. When a person is always keeping himself in front of him, he will inshallah progress. And for others, with love, with affection, whatever they do, we should be thankful to them. We should be thankful to them. Yesterday a brother was saying that he doesn't come here, he doesn't. My brother, I should be there. If all of them they come, pay shukr to them, pay thanks to them. Lam yashkur nas, lam yashkur Allah. The one who is not thankful to his companions is not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Whatever they are doing is their favor upon me. So my brother, every masjid can become the means of hidayat for the whole mankind. Every person should make the objective of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his objective of life, and he should make the amal of the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam his amal, and the 24 hours life he should have the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and give preference and priority to these amal over our own needs and needs of our family and needs of our business. Give priority to these amal. Of course, we'll have to give preference. Inshallah, when we'll do it, and we'll sacrifice. This is the sacrifice. That Hazrat Rahmatullah asked from Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah, that Hazrat, that what you want, what is required from this? He said that every Muslim should be ready to sacrifice himself for the deen of Allah, for sake of Allah. Every Muslim should be ready for that. Said that, how is possible? He said about himself, that coward man like me, how can he sacrifice himself for sake of Allah? Said that it's easy. Give preference to this work and the needs of this work. Whenever you are asked to go out, you should be ready to go out. With anybody you ask to go, you should be ready to go. For any duration, in any condition you are, and towards any direction you are asked to go, you should be ready to go for that. And give second priority to your own needs, your family needs, and your business needs. Maulana Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, no, in front of me he said that I went to Nizamuddin in 86. So I gave him the message from Hai Sahib Rahmatullah. He said that, look, Hai Sahib, you know, he's talking about it, that we should make this work as our work and give priority. Then he said that, look, why the Maulana Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah said, why the Sahaba, they had to face the hunger? Why their children, while they were infants and neonates, and they had to bear the hunger? Why? Why all these conditions they had to face? Because they were giving priority to this work and the amal of this work, and their personal needs, their business needs, they were sacrificed. That's why. So, no. Otherwise, agar ye baat na hoti, agar ye baat na hoti, to fir sahaba ke, ye Umar sahab ne kaha, main ke, hai sahab ye jo keh rahe hain ki tum is kaam ko aage rakho, theek hai, tumhare gharon mein faake aayenge, bimari aayengi, tangi aayegi, usko bardasht karo Allah ke liye. Is pe Allah sari duniya ke batil ko todega. Ye jo keh rahe hain, ye aise nahi hai. میں کہ اگر یہ بات نہ ہوتی تو صحابہ کے گھروں میں فاقے کیوں آئے؟ ان کے گھروں میں بچے جو ہے ان کے رونے کی آوازیں دور دور تک کیوں جاتی تھی؟ ان کے گھروں میں کیوں یہ تکلیفیں؟ اس کام پہ کوئی کمپرومائز نہیں کیا. باطل تو کہہ رہا تھا کہ آجو ہمارے ساتھ بیٹھو, ہمارے تم ٹھیک ہے, تم ہمارے ساتھ جڑ کے چلو. اس کام پہ کوئی کمپرومائز نہیں ہے, کوئی اس کے اوپر. تو سو مائی برادرز, request that every masjid should sit down and think that they are responsible for the whole world. Inshallah, when Allah will accept us, Allah will take work from us for the whole world. And don't realize that you are South Africans. Mind it. We are Ummati, we are Muslim. That is sufficient for us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Miraj, when he was coming back, eight things were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this Ummat. Out of them, first thing was that you are Muslim. Your name is Muslim. And your religion is Islam. Islam and Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from there sent it. That you are, your religion is Islam and you are Muslim. We are Muslim. Huwa sammakumul Muslimun. We are Muslim. We are not Gujarati, no Pathan, no African, no Malay, no nothing. That's just for introduction's sake that we are born there. We are Muslims. Every Muslim who's living in my locality, I have to make him join with the masjid, with the amal of the masjid. In namaz, there's no distribution. There's the Malay people, they are offering this salah, and the Ethiopians, they are offering this salah, and the Indians, they are offering this salah. No. We are Muslim on the basis of Islam. We'll join. You, any brother who is a Muslim from anywhere, any language, any color he got, he is my brother. He has to sit here. He should be in the mashura. He should be in the talim. He should be in all these amal. Any Muslim. On the basis of Islam, we have to make everybody join with us. حضرت فرماتے تھے کہ جو کسی قوم کو اپنا سمجھے اور دوسروں کو بیگانہ سمجھے وہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور صحابہ کرام کی قربانیوں پہ پانی پھیرتا ہے. The one who thinks that his folk is his and others they are others. And on these basis he treats the others. Then اللہ اکبر وہ کیا کہیں گے اس کو. He's wiping off all the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba, with his own hands. So we are Ummati, we are Muslim. On the basis of Islam, we have to make everybody join with us, with the work. And as I said in the beginning, in between, that all the rest of mankind, they are also our brothers. Because we belong to same father and same mother. They are oppressed. We have to be sympathetic for them. We must have the concern for them. At least we cry and weep in front of Allah in the nights. We beg from Allah. And my brother, last thing I should tell, that every jamaat of the masjid, to do work is not sufficient. To do work, that is one aspect. And second is to do work with the sohbat of the elders. To do work in the company of the elders. And alhamdulillah, those elders from whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started this work because of their barakat, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, all there. So we should keep on going there in that environment. They are not there, but those whom they trained, whom they educated. Mawlana Samtullah said ان اکابر کو ان سے پوچھ کے چلو, ان کی نگرانی میں چلو جن پر ان کے جو اکابر انہوں نے اعتماد کیا تھا, اور وہ بڑے جو دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں اور ان کا تقویٰ علم اور تعلق مع اللہ مسلم ہے, جو دنیا سے جا چکے انہوں نے جن پر اعتماد کیا, یو آلسو ٹرسٹ اپون دیم, یو آسک دیم. Those elders who have left this world, their iman, their taqwa, their ta'alluq ma'allah, their sincerity and ikhlas and the worries for the ummah is well known to the mankind, to the people. Those people upon whom they trusted and they handed the work over to them, always trust upon them. And if you don't do it, isse badi badi gumrahiyon ke khulne ka andesha hai. If you don't, yeah? How will translate? اس کے لیے بڑی گمراہیوں کے کھلنے کا اندیشہ. That's why it's requested that it is requested کہ دیکھو کسی بھی کام کی جو سمجھ ہے نا جی, دعوت کی صحیح سمجھ اس کی اصل زبان میں ہوتی ہے. اردو کوئی جنت کی زبان نہیں ہے. اردو is not the language of the جنت. But mind it, one thing I want, just by the way, that Of course, the language in general, that is Arabic. But the elders who started this work, Allah to Mulayasantulale, their language was Urdu. If we want to have the real understanding of this work, try to sit in Urdu talks, listen in Urdu. Or among yourself, you talk in Urdu. Among yourself. Then, inshallah, we'll have the, I don't say that you don't speak English, you don't, that is thing. But if we want to have the real spirit of the work, try to learn the Urdu. Try to. And my brothers, kya keh raha tha aakhir mein? So we keep on coming to in that environment, because there are, of course, those elders, they have gone, because mind it, sare purane baithe hue isliye na, one thing I can tell, shaitan ek zehn mein ye dalta hai ke wo bade to wahi the chale gaye. Dekhiye, everywhere, last year, a couple of years ago, my son sir Mazal Ali, his jamaat was there in one city. Myself was with that. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani sir came there in the same city. He had to make the iftata of one madrasa. It's the opening ceremony of one madrasa. So he phoned us that Maulana is here. So I came to know that he is also here. So ask him that the dua of this ceremony will be made by Maulana. He should make the dua. So Maulana told us that it is this way. Hazrat Mufti sahab has sent the message. What should we do? We must go there. So we went there. And Maulana was sitting. Mufti sahab yet had not arrived. After about 10 minutes, Mufti sahab came, and the responsible brothers of madrasa made him sit in the other room. And they said to Mufti sahab, Mufti sahab, Maulana has come, we'll bring him here. Mufti sahab said, no, I'll go there. So Mufti sahab, mashallah, came there. And he shaked hand, then he embraced, hugged, then kissed on his forehead, on his hand, and sat down. Then Maulana San sahab asked few questions, few masail from him, 2-3 masail. Then in the meanwhile, that muftimam of that madrasa, he came and he was standing between both of them. I was sitting in front of them. And he stood here, said that, thanked for both of them, and said that, I say, one thing he told actually, that this thing I wanted to tell, said that, I say, tell my students that, look, you talk about the elders, the mashayikh who have passed, talk about them always, but don't talk in such a way that the mashayikh of today, unki azmat dilon mein kam ho jaye. Don't talk in such a way that their respect in your heart is reduced. He said that, look, what happens that Sheikh al-Hadith sahab, Sheikh al-Islam, Mufti Kifayatullah sahab, Sheikh al-Hind, and all of them, they have passed away. Now you cannot have direct benefits from them. They have gone, maybe their books, maybe some of their students, you will get the benefit. Not directly. You won't be able to get benefit from them. And if you compare them, the mashayikh of today, in such a way that you talk about that Hazrat Sheikh, he was the asr, real person. Hazrat Thanvi sahab, he was the real person. Hazrat Madani, he was the real person. Then today's mashayikh, you won't be able to. And their value will reduce in your hearts. As a result of it, those elders, they have gone in the graves. You are not able to get direct benefit from them. And those from whom you can get the benefit, you won't be able to get benefit from them, because you don't have the value in them. So you will be deprived from both of them. After saying it, then he said that, our Shaykh al-Islam, our Shaykh al-Hadith, our Shaykh al-Mashayikh, you are poor. So, thanks to you. Somebody asked from Mullah Sayyid Khan Sahib, Alhamdulillah Alayh, said, Hazrat, the condition of the brothers which were in the time of Mullah Yusuf Rahmatullah, that we don't find in the time of Mullah Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. Mullah Sayyid Khan Sahib replied, yes, it's true. It's true. But the condition, I tell you, even more, that we have seen the time of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh. So, the condition which we have found there, that we didn't find in the time of Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh. And what? With that was not in the Maulana. And then he said that those who are present today, have respect for them and get benefit from them. After a few days, you won't find even these also with you. They will also be. And then he said that, look, this is from right from beginning. What was the condition of the Sahaba in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you find the same condition of Tabi'in? And what was the condition of Tabi'in? Do you find the same in Taba Tabi'in? Do you find it? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like the sun. As far we will go away, then accordingly that the heat and the light of that sun will reduce. That will reduce. So have respect of those who are today and those upon whom the elder they trusted. You trust upon them and move with their mashura. And mind it, my brother, we always move with the mashura. Always move with the mashura. Whenever we are having difference of opinion in our masjid, go to the weekly mashura. There you put it. Weekly mashura or whatever your halqa mashura. Put it there because they are all workers from the other places also. If it's not settled there, then go to the elders of our markas. If they are not able to settle it, maybe they will say that we'll put in the country mashura. Put it there. And then if it is not settled there, then from through them you turn towards through them. Through them you turn towards the elder shura. The shura of the Hazrat. You ask them. This way inshallah, everywhere the work will be safe. Everywhere the work will be safe and the workers will be safe. This is the mizaj of the work. And this is the mizaj of the whole deen. Maulana is sitting here. You know, what they say, they read from Bukhari Sharif, they read from Muslim Sharif, but what they say, that I have learned from this, he is my teacher. And his teacher is he, and his teacher, and so much so, that reached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it means that I have learned these books under the guidance, under the supervision of these elders. Under the supervision. Otherwise, if a person just goes after his own thoughts or after his own thinkings, maybe he goes astray. In the whole work, we have to work under the guidance of the elders. And then making dua for my brother. For this I was telling that we keep on going to the environment of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. These temporary obstacles, they come in the way. Don't worry about that. And keep on making dua. Inshallah, Allah will open the ways for us. We keep on going to that environment. And especially the old workers who have spent 4 months. You know, one year we should spend within the country, other year we could go to the other countries, and third year we go to in that environment. Of course with the mashura. We have to go, and wherever the elder they send us, with their mashura we go to them. And those who have already spent 4 months, in addition to their 40 days of this, they should, after 2-3 years, they should come for 2 months in that environment. In that environment they should spend the 2 months there. ठीक है, you are ready for that? क्या कह रहे, बस करें, finish, दिल तो नहीं कर रहा,
अभी तो अजान की तैयारी
है. अच्छा अच्छा, he says that now should get prepared the azan. What's the time now? देखो इसमें काम को अगर आगे रखेंगे ना जी, देखो यानी रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम for the whole night he Abu Bakr Umar busy in the mashura for the fajr. If we'll keep the work in front of us, my brothers, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ye jo hai na, planned tarike se, organized tarike se, hum to kaam ko aage rakhna hai, give preference to the, hamare haan, to inhi jo Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah said, that, aakhri cheez aap usko kehna chuke, padan dobara ka mauka mile, the last thing, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah, you know, he was not there. And Maulana Sheikh Al-Hadith was there. He said that, sat down with all the brothers and make the arrangements. After Fajr, the Bayan should be 2 hours. Then there should be the Hidayat for 2 hours. Then Dua, then after Zuhur. And this person will do this Amal, and this person. He made all the chaos cooking in Nizam. He made all the system. After 2 days, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah came. And this whole Karguzari was told. Then Hazrat Sheikh, he went back. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah said, that you take this Imam and go there. The other, you got to take this Imam and go there. And sometimes, you know, he used to make the bayan for 3, 4, or 5 hours. Say, what is that? What was decided? Then Hazrat said that, look, be nazmi hi hamara nazam hai. Be nazmi hi hamara nazam hai. Isko kaise tarjuma karenge? Be nazmi hi hamara nazam hai.
Non-arrangements
is translating, but I'm not satisfied with that. Non-arrangements is our arrangement. Be nazmi hi hamara nazam hai. Really, sometimes, I myself translated, Haisa was made the bayan after Fajr for 5.5 hours. 5.5 hours, continuous bayan. After 6 o'clock, he started bayan, and 11 past, then half past 11, he finished this bayan. So we have to see the work, what is the need of the work. And according to the need of the work, we'll spend the time. Some brothers say that bayan after the gush bayan should be 10 minutes, some day 15 minutes. We have not said that according to the need of the work, we'll do the bayan. Of course, I don't say that in etidal ke saath karenge. What you etidal? Ji? We should try to do it. It shouldn't be done that they're so long that the people they begin to leave the gathering. And it shouldn't be done so short that they are not able to understand anything. We come here for work. Are we sitting here? You are left everything for this work. Chai kya kya hai? Chai ko farz hai? Is it obligatory? Breakfast. As a breakfast ke liye sara kaam chhod do. Naashta fajr se pehle pi lo sara. तो काम को हम सामने रखें, ठीक है? और सुभान अल्लाह।
www.attableek.com, the reviver of